Best defender of the week, so she gets the nod here for the Penguins. As it's 5 minutes from now, the game's about to start, and we will be back with starting lineups and national anthem. Again, you are listening to NCAA Division II Women's Basketball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And that was the national anthem here at the Conlin Center. So let's get to the starting lineups. First for Cal State Monterey Bay Otters, their head coach, Carrie Nakamoto, in her fourth season. And the lineup that she's going to put out there tonight, at the point guard, Brianna Tucker. She's a sophomore from San Jose, California. The other guard, Aubrey Smith, the junior from Ventura, California. The third guard is Victoria Dorn, and like in our pregame, she's the woman to watch out for the Dominican Penguins. She's a senior from Marina, California. And then the forwards, the two women in the middle, McKenna Hill, senior from Ventura, California, and Alexa Sperling, the junior from Covos, California. And for your Dominican Penguins here, like we said in the broadcast earlier, Alexis Price, the All-Pack West Defender of the Week, the junior from Sacramento. She will get the start at point guard. Alana Scott, the sophomore from Rockland, California, will start a sider at the guard spot. Taylor Deneau will also start, the senior from Loomis, California. And the one forward, Sandra Aikior, the junior from Valencia, California, will start. And then Ashley Sorensen will start in the middle, in center, 6'2", from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So, again, the Otters coming on a three-game win streak against, and they will face the Penguins here, and it's going to be an exciting one here at the Conlin Center. And we are getting ready here at tip-off as the players are coming onto the court for both teams. And we are about to get the tip off right now. Players shaking hand on the court here at the Conlin Center. Again, I am Joseph Gutierrez. Forrest Hunt, Frankie Luongo here at the Conlin Center. You're listening to this game on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. As the Penguins win the tip-off, and Taylor Deneau has it on the right wing. Deneau dumps it in to Sorensen. Sorensen puts it up. No good. Ball tipped around. Rebound. Otters. And here come the Otters the other way. Aubrey Smith brings down the ball for the Otters. She looks back at her coach trying to get the play. Setting up the play, directing traffic. Doran has it here in front of us. Skip pass to Smith. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Otters. 9 seconds to shoot. Doran to Smith. Doran for three. No good. Misses nothing. Rebound, Penguins. Deneau has the ball for the Penguins now. 9 minutes to go. No score here at the Conlin Center. Scott has it on the right wing. They gives it to Price. Price pump fakes. Gives it off to Deneau. Aikiora, 13 seconds to shoot. Aikiora trying to get it inside. Can't. She puts it out to Scott. 5 seconds to shoot. Deneau in the corner. Four, three, two. Whoa. Oh, what a crazy shot there by Deneau. No good. Rebound, Otters. Doran has it for the Otters again. She is the star player for the Otters, averaging 14 points a game and shooting 52% from the three-point line. 14 seconds to shoot for the Otters. They get it inside. Smith dumps it off. Shot from the corner is good. Three-point made by McKenna Hill. And the Otters are off to a 3-0 lead here at the Conlin Center. 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scott drives baseline, dumps it out. Deneau for three, no good. Rebound, Otters. Hill with the rebound. Smith has it. Cross court pass to Doran. Doran for three, no good. Rebound, Aikiora. And here come the Penguins trying to get their first points of the game. Deneau drives, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, Hill. Hill all over the boards early in the game for the Otters. She drives. Puts up the shot off the side of the backboard. Kind of a bad shot there. An out-of-control shot from Hill.
Just a great job by Aikiora down low, forcing her to go to that side. Wouldn't let her in the middle.
Deneau has it. Dumps it off to Price. 7:20 to go here at the Conlin Center. Otters up 3-0. Sorensen loses the ball off her hand. Scott tried to get it into her. She wasn't expecting the pass. Turnover Penguins, their first of the night.
We should expect that more from the Penguins tonight. They're substantially taller than the Otters here on the floor. A couple girls up near 6 feet, and only one for Monterey Bay.
As Smith brings down the ball for the Otters, they're up 3-0 with 7 minutes to go in the first. Cross-court pass, pump fake, nothing there. They give it out to Doran, top of the key. Hill has it. She throws it. Ball's on the floor, and here come the Penguins. Fast break for the Penguins. Scott drives, runs, no shot. Basket goes in, but no shot as she ran over Brianna Tucker. So Scott, Alana Scott, gets the offensive foul, and that's the first foul for the Penguins. 6:45 remaining in the first quarter. Otters up 3-0. Tucker gives it off to Doran. Doran, she drives, pulls back, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Aikiora. And here come the Penguins the other way. 3-0 with 4 minutes into the game. Penguins trying to score as Price puts up the shot. She gets blocked. And here come the Otters the other way. Tucker chases down the ball, almost went out of bounds. Smith to Hill to Doran. Doran for three in the corner. No good. Rebound, Aikiora. And good defense there by Sorensen. Way to close out to not let Doran have the open three in the corner. Deneau has it now for the Penguins. 20 seconds to shoot. Deneau throws it away. Miscommunication there from between Deneau and Alana Scott. As Carly Holbok checks in for the Penguins and gets Taylor Deneau.
Look for Holbok to start getting that outside shot working for the Penguins here early. It's starting to fall for Monterey Bay. Penguins trying to match that outside three ball.
And Emily Harden checks in for the Otters as long as Courtney Keaton. Harden shoots the three, and that's nothing but net. And the Otters are up 6-0 with 5:25 to go here at the Conlin Center in the first quarter. Dominican off to a sluggish start, trying to get something going on the offensive end. They give it into Sorensen in the post. She backs down, puts up the shot. Good and one. What a move there by Sorensen. Great footwork with the contact and is able to put in the shot.
Hey, you know, if I'm Sorensen or IQR in this game, seeing how noticeably taller they are than everybody for Cal State Monterey Bay, I'd be calling for the ball down on the block all game. Like, hey, give it to me. I'll put a move on, go up. You know, if I'm going to have an open shot, and if they foul me, you know, it goes in. Just like right now, Sorensen's getting her and one.
Jade Castro checks in for the Penguins. She will replace Alexis Price. Shot from Sorensen, no good. Rebound, though, by the Penguins. Good hustle there by Ikiora. Ikiora loses the ball, and here come the Otters on the way. 6-2, Otters in the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Three from Harden. No good. Rebound. Tipped. And it goes out of bounds off the Otters. Penguins will retain the ball.
Good job by IQR there, noticing that it went off a Monterey Bay player and just boxing her out so she didn't have a chance to save it, let it go out of bounds, and get possession of the ball.
Media timeout here with 4:52 remaining in the first quarter. 6-2 Otters on top of the Penguins, and we'll have a little sponsorship ad from San Rafael Joe's.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
And thank you again for that ad from one of our sponsors here at Penguin Radio, and that's San Rafael Joe's. There's a great restaurant. Forrest and Stu rave about it all the time, and it's a place to check out here in San Rafael. 6-2, Otters in the lead. Kind of a slow start from both teams, but the Otters able to knock down two threes, and that's what they like to do. They're a three-point shooting team, and the Penguins need to figure something out on the offensive end because they seem out of sync. As Jade Castro, who checked in for Alexis Price, has the ball. She throws it cross court to Holbok. Holbok drives right, puts up the shot, blocked there by Keaton of the Otters. 9 seconds remaining on the shot clock for the Penguins.
We'll see if they give it out to Carly Holbok here out there in the corner all by herself. We'll see if Jade Castro sees her on the inbound pass.
As Brianna Tucker checks out, and Victoria Dorn will check in for Tucker. Sandra Akiora puts up a questionable shot there. She had Keaton all over her. Here come the Otters the other way. Ball stolen by Akiora. She drives. It's all nothing but her. She puts up the shot, and that's in. So great steal there by Ikiora, and she does it herself. Coast to coast for Ikiora. 6-4, Otters in the lead. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Smith drives. She dumps it off to Keaton. Keaton drives. She puts the shot. Blocked by Sorensen. What a block there by Sorensen. Here comes Castro now for the Penguins. Holbo gets it inside. Stolen, but we got a foul, as McKenna Hill went over the back of Ikiora.
It was a good decision by Holbrook to try and get the ball into Ikeora there. She has a one-on-one matchup down on the lower block, and she probably has the stronger move going to the hoop, if you ask me. A couple more inches on her, too.
Vi Thompson checks in for Cal State Monterey Bay, as well as Brianna Tucker. She gets a short rest. Holbrook has the ball. They give it in to Sorensen. Sorensen's double team. She loses it. Tips it out of the Holbrook to Scott in the corner for three. No good. Rebound Tucker. And the Otters coming the other way. 3:30 remaining in the first quarter. 6-4 Otters on top of the Penguins as Dorn shoots a three on the other end. And that's nothing but net. Victoria Dorn for three. She's shooting 52% out there, and she was standing by herself.
And you can't let her stand out there. We saw her in pregame just knocking everything down from beyond the arc. And if you're the Penguins, you're going to have to find a way to stop her out there.
9-4 Otters in the lead. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Scott gives it to Castro. Castro tries to get into Ikeora, and it's blocked. Goes out of bounds. Penguin will keep possession of the ball. 11 seconds to shoot for the Penguins. Taylor Deneau checks in for Ashley Sorensen. Castro inbounding it on the sideline near the bleachers. Holbrook for three, nothing. That was an air ball. Here come the Otters the other way.
Holbrook didn't really seem like she had a good view of that shot. I mean, it was a little lackadaisical.
As Keenan misses the shot, rebound Penguins. Here comes Castro, they have numbers. Castro crosses over, puts up the shot. Oh, wow, what a shot there by Jade Castro. With a finger roll, flicked it over the Monterey Bay defender. 9-6, Otters in the lead. As the Otters try to get inside, tipped out by Ikeora. But what a shot there by Jade Castro. Seemed like she was going to get blocked, but somehow she ended up putting in the basket.
You know, she's down there with amongst the trees and just a nice little finger roll off the top of the glass. All she could really do, or she would have gotten it deflected out of bounds. Just a great job by Castro.
9-8, Otters in the lead. 9-6, Otters in the lead over the Penguins. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kind of a slow start for both teams. Tucker dumps it off to Keaton. Keaton puts it in. That was a Sperling. Puts it in. She checked back in for Keaton. 11-6, Otters in the lead.
A little bit of a mismatch there. Sperling, six-footer on our little Taylor Deneau, took advantage of it.
Shot from Deneau, no good. Rebound Tucker. And here come the Otters. They like to run. Smith crosses over, dumps it off to Tucker. Nice little pass. And shot no good. Castro now to Scott. Scott loses it. Off Scott, she couldn't handle the ball. And that's another turnover for the Penguins as the Otters will take over. 1:31 remaining in the first quarter at the Conlin Center. Otters up 11-6. You are listening to this game on radio.dominican.edu. As the Otters trying to extend their lead. Shot goes up. Sperling has it. Puts up the shot. And that's good. Sperling with two easy buckets on back-to-back possessions. 13-6, Otters in the lead. Deneau has it for the Penguins. She drives to Scott. Scott, no good. Rebound tipped. Hustle for it, and the Otters come up with it. Deneau with the steal. Deneau got the easy layup, and she puts it in. Taylor Deneau with the sticky hands.
Good job by Deneau, just realizing once she stole the ball, there was nobody around her. It was her and her only. If she missed it, it wasn't going to be anybody's fault but hers. Great job.
13-8, Otters in the lead. 30 seconds remaining in the first quarter. The Otters looking to find something. Tucker, she looks like she walked with it. Shot from the corner, no good. Rebound, Holbrook. Castro, she puts up the shot, and she gets fouled with 13 seconds remaining.
A little surprised there that Coach Lacoste didn't have them slow it down and take the last shot of the quarter. What do you think, Joe?
I think they had the numbers, so I think that was a good idea to get the easy bucket. as Castro will go to the line for the Penguins. Shot no good. So maybe it was a bad idea. Maybe should have waited for the last shot.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Ike Uhura checks back in for Dominican. Scott will go to the bench. Jade trying to make one free throw, and she does. 13-9, Otters in the lead. Last 13 seconds here in the first quarter as the Otters push the ball up court. Dorn has it. She gets a screen. She dumps it off to the corner for three, and that is good. Golfo for three, and that's going to end the first quarter. Otters up 16-9, and it seems that most of their points came from the three-point line.
You're absolutely right. And when we were sitting here during pregame, we were thinking, okay, they're taking, deep twos around the key, up top of the key, and knocked, I think they were counting, their whole team was counting, they got to 15 in a row as a team, and then you see them taking a lot of shots from beyond the arc, and you see them utilizing that and their speed here in the first period. Just running up and down the court all over our Penguins.
And on the offensive side for Dominican, they seem just kind of slow, and that's kind of been the story of the year. They really get off to a sluggish start, and then they finally calm down and get into their groove and win games. But for right now, going against a Otters team who's on a three-game winning streak and who can shoot the ball like from the three like they can, you want to get off to a fast start or get to a fast start in the second quarter, because if they hit threes like they did in the first quarter, it could be a big deficit at halftime.
Well, what I think is look for Coach Tim Lacoste to bring up that full court pressure. Alexis Price does such a good job with her full court pressure, and look for them to use that to try and get some momentum going here in the second quarter.
Yeah, as Cal State Monterey Bay, they shot 44% from the three-point line, 35% from the field, and Dominican had a bad first quarter shooting, only 26%, 4 of 15 from the field. And going against this Monterey B team, they got to do a lot better than that. And they need their star players like Ike Uhura, Sorensen, Deneau, Holbrook to get going here in the second quarter. As Forrest Hunt will take over play-by-play duties. Forrest, you have the floor.
Thank you, Joe. And as you mentioned, the Otters shooting 44% from three. We'll see if that trend continues here in the second quarter, as the ball is in. And it would be Aubrey Smith bringing it up for the Otters. She dumps it down into the paint to Brianna Tucker, who tries to get it outside. And that is McKenna Hill driving left side. Short two ball, doesn't get it, and it is stolen away by Jade Castro. And she brings up the core over to Taylor Deneau, who had a bit of a fast break going, but slowed it down. And she goes inside to Sandra Ikiora, who does not get the roll, goes all the way around the rim, and it ends up being rebounded by McKenna Hill. That is Aubrey Smith bringing it up, dumps it down. Little mid-range two shot missed by Alexis Sperling and brought up the court by your Penguins' Taylor Deneau. She'll look for something to set up here. Thought about driving, didn't see a lane. That is Jade Castro over to Sandra Ikiora. Puts a move on in the paint, and she gets it to go off the glass for two as she cuts the lead to five.
And that's all day there for the Penguins. Ikiora, she's a all-conference forward. You got to give her the ball and let her go to work.
Well, right, especially in a day like today where she seems to have the upper hand down in the paint, as the Otters bring the ball down to Brianna Tucker, who kicks it out to the corner to McKenna Hill for three, and she doesn't get it to go. Carly Holbrook almost had the rebound, but the Otters get it back. And that is McKenna Hill again. She airballs the three, rebounded by Carly Holbrook, and she'll bring it up the floor quickly for your Penguins. Gives it over to Taylor Deneau, who will slow it down. And Carly Holbrook has it back. She trips and falls, but still makes a play out of it as she kicks it over to Jade Castro, who gives it to Sandra Ikiora, who drives the middle, and she can't get it to go. Sorensen tried to get the rebound over McKenna Hill, doesn't get in. I believe she's going to pick up her first foul. No, excuse me, that is Carly Holbrook picking up the foul.
I'm a little surprised that Coach Tim Lacoste is going to a zone on the defensive end, and usually when you go in a zone, that's your the team you're playing is not a very good shooting team, but that's not the case with the Otters. The Otters can really shoot the ball, so I'm kind of surprised that they're going to a little 3-2 zone here.
Right, you'd think they'd be in a man so that they would stay with those outside shooters. But anyway, as play resumes here, that is Courtney Keaton at the top of the key. Over to Victoria Dorn, who's looking for a three, but Jade Kasher wouldn't let her get it. As Brianna Tucker drives, and she travels, and the Penguins will get the ball back just under 8 minutes left here in the second period.
Yeah, I think she wanted to shoot the ball, but then she saw the two twin towers of Sorensen and Arkiora, and she was like, oh, maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, she thought a little too late, though, huh?
Yeah.
As Taylor Donnell would bring it up the floor for the Penguins, looking for something to develop. She thought about taking it herself, but she doesn't. Kicks it over to the wing to Jade Castro, who brings it back over towards us at media row. Tries to dump it into Ikeora, can't. Gets it swatted away by Aubrey Smith, who will bring it up the floor for the Otters. And she crosses over Jade Castro. Nifty pass over to the corner. My goodness, Joe.
Yeah, wow.
We're seeing some fantastic ball handling by Aubrey Smith. Crossed over Jade Castro twice. The no-look pass to the corner. Man, just a great display of ball handling.
Yeah, what a play there.
Sorensen picked up the foul in the paint, and that is Courtney Keaton who will go to the line for the Otters. She toes the line. First one's up and good. Put the Otters up by 6, 17-11. And as Alexis Price comes back in for Jade Castro. Look, see if Coach Tim Lacoste here maybe goes to that full court press with putting Price back in. As the second one goes for Courtney Keaton, and the Otters have the lead by 7. Alexis Price brings it up for your Penguins over to Holbrook, who dumps it inside to Taylor Deneau. Little crossover. She picks up the foul. The shot doesn't go. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That foul is on Brianna Tucker. That is the Otters' first team foul of the night.
Good drive there by Deneau to create contact and get to the basket.
Her first one rolls around the rim, can't get it to go. And you know, it was smart play by Deneau because she realized that she did not have the advantage on the layup, and she just went in for the contact. And as she misses the second one, the Otters will have the ball back. Bringing it up is Victoria Dorn on the wing. Looked for a three ball. Carly Hobo giving her a little bit of room. It's a bit of a deep three, but she doesn't pull the trigger as she'll pass it over. And she'll take the three from the top of the three-point line. Dead center, she can't get it to go, and Alexis Price will bring it back up quickly for your Penguins. Little bullet pass over to Carly Holbrook. Taylor Deneau driving the paint back out to Alexis Price, who brings it up to the top of the key. Carly Holbrook from the right wing, three ball, doesn't get it to go. Sorensen tried to get the rebound, but she couldn't handle it as Victoria Dorn gets a rebound for the Otters and kicks it out to Brianna Tucker for three, who airballs. Sandra Ikeora going for the rebound, and she gets fouled by Courtney Keaton. That's her second foul in the last couple of minutes, so she'll come out, and McKenna Hill and Emily Harden will come back in for the Otters.
Keaton right there got a little too aggressive, went over the back of Ikeora. Good box out there by Ikeora.
Carly Holbrook for your Penguins has it on the wing. She dumps it inside to Ashley Sorensen. Kicks it out to Alexis Price for three. They can't get it to go straight up off the rim. And the Otters get the rebound and bring it back down the floor. That is Victoria Dorn being double-teamed by Deneau and Holbrook, not letting her shoot that three. Getting it inside. Rejected by Sandra Ikeora. Huge block on the inside. Alexis Price takes it coast-to-coast. Can't get it to fall. Ikeora with the rebound. She goes back up. She gets the two ball and one. She'll go to the line.
Ikeora is a monster right now. What a block there on the one side of the court, and way to run the floor with her point guard. Point guard missed the layup. She got the rebound and one. Ikeora demonstrating what to do as a forward in this game.
As Via Thompson comes in for the Otters, Ikeora's and one shot will go. It is a 4-point lead for the Otters as she cuts it down. As you said, Joe, great job by her playing both ends of the floor, offense and defense, as the Otters get it up here to Emily Harden. They get it over to the corner, and that is Aubrey Smith driving baseline, passes it off to the middle, and Ikeora with another huge block in the middle. We have a stoppage in play here, resetting the shot clock. Wasn't sure they were going to call IQR for a foul there. But
yeah, the Otters like, are.
She got all ball, but it's shot clock.
Yeah.
Miscue.
Yeah, the Otters are upset, though, because McKenna Hill shot the three and it went in, but the refs stopped play.
And that is Hill again for three ball. She gets it to go as the Otters will go up by 7, 21-14 here in the second period, just about 5.5 to go. Carly Holbrook looking for something to develop. Gets it off to Alexis Price. Thought three on the wing. No, she gets it into Deneau, who will back down Emily Harden. She can't get it to go either, and that is tipped back up and in by Taylor Deneau. Great job by her, not quitting. It looked like she got hit in the face as she comes down the floor, holding her eye, and that is Victoria Dorn with another three ball for the Otters. She won't quit. As Alexis Price will bring it back up the floor for your Penguins, attacking the south hoop at the Conlin Center. They get it inside to Sandra Ikior, and she gets the two to go. Nifty little spin move there on the block as the Otters bring it back up the court quickly. And that is Aubrey Smith. Long two. She thought about it. She won't shoot it. And that is Emily Harden. Just barely nicked the backboard as I think it was tipped on the shot. And Taylor Deneau will get it down inside to Ikior again. She will go up. She picks up the She draws the foul, excuse me, and she will go to the line. And that was McKenna Hill from Monterey Bay picking up her second personal foul, fourth team foul for the Otters as we will have a media timeout. Sandra Ikior looking like she's in a little bit of discomfort. That's her right hand. That's her shooting hand. That's not good, Joe.
Yeah, I think I see some blood. I think she has a cut on her right hand in between her fingers.
I believe it was another girl's nail. When she went up, it just went, just her nail just nicked her and broke the skin.
Oh, that's.
I think you're right. I see a little bit of blood on her shorts, too. Nothing too big. Just a little stinger. Looks like they'll get it all cleaned up, bandaged up, and she'll shoot, too, when we come back.
Yeah, she's a tough one.
Yeah, Forrest, that does not feel good. I can let you know from experience right there.
Well, they'll clean it up, get her all bandaged up, and she'll be good to go here when we come back for our media timeout. Penguins getting on a little bit, getting a little bit of momentum going. Cut the lead to 6, but still not playing as tight a defense, still letting the Otters shoot from long range.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with them being in a zone. Again, zone is more for like teams that are have a good inside offense and inside presence, like the Penguins have an IQ aura, but the Otters really don't have that. Even their forwards are out here on the three-point line just roaming, waiting to shoot, and they're getting open shots, and they're moving the ball well. That's what you got to do in the zone. You got to move the ball well and fast around the perimeter, and that's what the Otters are doing, and they're getting open shots.
I'm going to steal a page from your book here, Joe. They remind me of a Golden State Warriors team. Not a lot of big bodies on the floor. A lot of shooters, though.
Yeah,
shooters.
Yeah, they have four women on the outside and one inside just for the rebounds. And then they're crashing the boards, which is also a good thing for them. And for the Penguins, though, on the offensive side, slow the game down and give it in to Aguiar. Obviously, the Otters do not have an answer for her right now as she's had multiple baskets on consecutive possessions, and she's getting to the free throw line.
Just a little short on the first one for IQR off the front of the rim, and she'll shoot her second as Alexis Sperling will come in for McKenna Hill for Monterey Bay, and Sandra will toe the line and shoot her second. And she gets it to go, cutting the lead to 5 as her whole right hand is taped up, trying to prevent more cuts as she almost jumps the pass, but got a little bit of it, but the Otters will maintain possession. Out on the wing is Emily Harden. And Aubrey Smith will bring it up top, looking for something to develop. She pulls up with the long two, doesn't get it to fall as Taylor Deneau comes down with the rebound for your Penguins, and she'll bring it up the floor. She'll drive right side. She'll go in hard. Looked as she got fouled. No call. Otters bringing it back up the floor as Deneau airballed that layup there. That is Vay Thompson on the long two ball from the corner. Alexis Price, smallest girl on the court with the rebound, and she'll get it to go up. She drives right side, and she gets the two to fall on the layup. Great job by her. That's the second time tonight we've seen her go high off the glass in amongst the trees to get that layup to fall. And Emily Harden handling the ball here. Gets it over to Victoria Dorn. Drives baseline. She's just rejected by about four Penguins in the paint as Sorensen gets the rebound and brings it up the floor. Down low to Ikiora. She's working the block. Doesn't get it to go and picks up the foul. As that is Emily Harden, I believe, picking up the foul for the Otters. That is her first, fifth team foul of the half for the Otters. And Taylor Deneau will go to the line. Deneau toes the line. Nice arc on her first free throw, and she gets it to go as Alana Scott comes in for Ashley Sorensen. Coach Lacoste maybe putting a couple more outside shooters on the floor, although Scott does have some height. Deneau's second free throw, she gets it to go in, and she cut the lead to one with just over three here to play at the Collins Center. And that is Aubrey Smith bringing it up the court for the Otters. Gets it over to the wing. Back up top to Christine Golfo. She's looking for something to develop. As Aubrey Smith is looking for the three ball to open up, and Carly Holbrook just won't let it happen. She's about 2 inches from her face. The deep three by Emily Harden. Made a 25-26 footer missed as Alexis Price to Taylor Deneau on the baseline. Deneau can't get it to roll in, but Sandra Ikiora gets the rebound and the tip up for the two. As Ikiora seemed to be the X factor here for the Penguins as we have a timeout taken. Just over 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half here. Coach Tim Lacoste maybe drawn up a couple plays here for the last 2 minutes to the quarter, huh, Joe?
Yeah, and the defense is really helping the Penguins' offense right now because they're having the Otters shoot difficult shots and they're turning into long rebounds, which the Penguins are running down, and then they're running down the court, pushing the ball, pushing the pace, and giving it to Ikiora. Taylor Deneau's made some great plays. Alexis Price, like you said, she's made some tough layups today. So good job by the Penguins to have their defense help out their offense in that stretch of period of time.
And if they're going to make this whole comeback here, they're going to have a lot of success limiting the outside shots from the Otters and force them to go inside as they have the advantage in the paint with height and probably some skill down inside. As Christine Golfo passes it off to Aubrey Smith, who drives. She, wow, a little bit of a travel there. If you, Frankie Luongo, my man over here, is telling me the same thing as Ikiora was plastered to Alexis Sperling, who traveled. My boy Frankie Luongo over here finally got the travel call that he was looking for. He's sitting over here giving me the hand motion. Just over 2 minutes overhead as Alexis Price bringing it up the court for your Penguins. She's looking for something to develop, calling out the play as Carly Holbrook throws it cross court to Alana Scott, and Alexis Price in the corner thought three ball, but she will not shoot it. Alana Scott may have walked with it, gets it into Deneau. Deneau with the tough, tough two ball, 4 or 5 feet from the hoop. She gets it to go, and the Penguins have the lead by three here late in the second quarter. As Christine Golfo will handle the ball for the Otters. They're trying to open up a three ball for Aubrey Smith as she thought about it. Pump fake, doesn't pull the trigger. That is Golfo driving the baseline in with Holbo, got her to mishandle it. And Alana Scott comes up with the rebound on the missed shot. She'll give it off to Carly Holbo, who's working down the floor quick as she got it knocked out of her hands and she was fouled on the layup. And so Holbo will go to the line as Aubrey Smith picks up her first foul of the night and the sixth team foul for the Otters. Holbrook, a pretty reliable free throw shooter for the Penguins. Her first one, high arc, she gets it to go. As Sydney Perry will come in for the Otters and Victoria Dorn will also return. Holbrook waiting for her second opportunity from the line. If she makes this one, it can give the Penguins a 5-point lead, and she does. Just about a minute 20 left to go here in the second period. As Golfo would bring it up the court for the Otters, and they get it over to Perry, who dumps it off to Dorn. Dorn looking for a three to open, but Holbrook won't let her get an open look as there's a three ball from Brianna Tucker, and she gets it to fall. Two-point lead for the Penguins as Alexis Price gets it to Carly Holbrook real quick down the court. Holbrook missed an open shot on the baseline, and the rebound by Golfo, and she'll bring it up the court. Just under a minute to go here in the second period as Victoria Dorn gives it off to the wing. Three ball by Golfo, and she'll get it to go again as the Otters reclaim the lead by one. Another quick ball movement by the Penguins. Alexis Price getting it over to Holbrook on the baseline. She decided to back it out, and that's Taylor Deneau at the top of the key, and she'll drive right side. Easy, wide open layup for Taylor Deneau as she will put the Penguins back up by one, coming up on 20 seconds to go here in the period. And looks like the Otters will take the last shot.
Yeah, great drive there by Deneau to get open and get the easy layup, put the Penguins in the lead.
And a great job by her realizing there was nobody around her as they're looking for Dorn to take the last shot, but she won't. She gets it over to Perry, who will not get it to go. Alana Scott bringing up the court with 1 second to shoot, and she puts it up, and man, a little 6 or 7 footer. She tried to put too much finesse on it, and you didn't, you know, at that point, you just put it up and see what happens.
Yeah, she alligator armed that shot.
You're right, Joe. She really did. I mean, I think she had a couple more or a little more time than she expected to try and get that shot to go. She could have taken another dribble and had herself a nice little layup, but she decided to alligator arm it, as you mentioned, as the Penguins take a 31-30 lead here at the half. And as we have your attention here, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and a quick word from one of our sponsors.
I've been golfing all my life. I eat golf, I sleep golf. My wife get mad at me, all I do is golf.
If you love golf and you love Dominican University of California, play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club is the home to DU Golf, 333 Biscayne Drive in San Rafael. Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
I love golf.
Hi, this is Rod Gilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course.
I'm clumsy, and my head's a mess, 'cause you got me growing taller every day. We're giants in a little man's world. My heart's pumping up so big that it could burst. I'm trying so hard not to let it show.
Joseph Gutierrez and Frankie Luongo's around here somewhere. He'll be back with us in a couple minutes for the start of the second half, but in the meantime, we have some first half stats here by my man Joseph Gutierrez.
Yeah, I got you here. As Dominican is in the lead, 31-30. They got things going in the second quarter. They scored a total of 22 points, rather to the 9 that they had in the first. They shot 35% from the field, 58% from the free throw line, and this game's close, so they kind of want to improve there at the free throw line, because close games always come to free throws. That's usually how it goes. For Monterey Bay, they're shooting pretty bad from the field, only 27%, 10 of 36, but 17 of those 36 shots have came from the three-point line. And Cal State Monterey Bay shooting 47% from the three-point line, and they only shot 2 free throws. So they're not really getting to the basket. That's why they're not getting fouled. But they like to shoot the three ball, and 8 of 17 shows you that they're pretty decent at doing it. Emily Harden's 1 for 4 from the three-point line. McKenna Hill made her two three-pointers. And Victoria Dorn, who was the star key player to watch for the Otters, is 2 for 6. But you can tell that they're there, so they're going to start dropping. So Dominican's got to run her off the three-point line and make her create plays off the dribble.
Well, as you said, that is Harden and Dorn with their star players from beyond the arc. And for the Penguins, they're going to have to play some tight defense here in the second half to limit their outside three-point shots on the floor to start the second half for Monterey Bay. Aubrey Smith, McKenna Hill, Brianna Tucker, Victoria Dorn, and Alexis Sperling. And for your Penguins, Alexis Price, Carly Holbrook, Taylor Deneau, Sandra Ikior, and Alana Scott as the Penguins get the inbound here to start the second half, third period. Taylor Deneau will drive in right side hard, gets all glass, can't get it to fall, and the Otters will rebound and bring it back down the court.
Good idea there by Taylor Deneau to get to the basket. Just couldn't really put any finesse into the basket, but good idea there to drive to the basket.
Right, and she was all by herself. Nobody else really helping her out on that offensive series as the Otters get the ball in down low to Sperling, who puts up a nice two-footer and gives the Otters a one-point lead. Alexis Price bringing it up the floor for your Penguins. Over to Alana Scott off the wing, looking for somebody down low to get it to. I believe she was looking for Ikeora. Can't get it into her as Carly Holbrook gets into Deneau, who gets it tipped out of her hands. And that'll be McKenna Hill who comes up with it for the Otters. As Sperling will get it down low, Ikeora glued to her. She passes it back out. Dorn on the wing, close on the close side of the court here over by us on Media Row. As Brianna Tucker with a nice ball fake from the corner gets Sandra Ikeora to fly by her into the Otters bench, but she walks with it, and the Penguins will get the ball back. Bit of luck there. I mean, she had the open layup on the baseline and took too many steps.
Yeah.
The Alexis Price looking for something to develop. Now she'll take it left side by herself. Gets the left-hand floater. That's the third time we've seen her do that. She gets it to go. She will go to the line as she was fouled. And that foul was on Alexis Sperling, her second personal. First foul for the Otters this half as Alexis Price, will go to the line and try to complete the three-point play for your Penguins. Just a little too deep off the iron, but Sandra Ikeora gets the rebound, and she's fouled right away by McKenna Hill. And the Penguins will inbound underneath their own bucket.
And for the Penguins, they need Price to get going because she is that spark plug of this team. So for her to get going is a good sign for the Penguins early on in the second half.
Courtney Keaton will come in for Monterey Bay in place of McKenna Hill. Otters looking to add a little height down there in the paint as the Penguins are working it. And inbound to Ikeora, top of the key. Too much rim, gets her own rebound, back up. She missed again, gets her own rebound, hit in the face. And she misses a third time as she got hit in the face, and Ashley Sorensen coming over to the scorer's table looking to check in for Ikeora as a shot rolls around the rim for the Otters. That was Keaton with the shot. Can't get it to go. Sperling gets the rebound, puts it back up, and Ikeora with the rebound for your Penguins, and she looks to take it coast to coast, a little Euro step, a little too deep as Aubrey Smith gets the rebound, and Ikeora looking to do just a little too much by herself there. As Sperling gets the shot, baseline, little 10-footer, she gets it to fall. And the Otters reclaim the lead by one. Alexis Price driving the lane, kicks it out to Alana Scott for three. She does not get it, rolls off the backside of the rim. Rebound by Sperling, and here come the Otters. Back across the logo, a little behind the back pass from Aubrey Smith into the corner. Little off trajectory, but they get it back in to Courtney Keaton, who is fouled.
Ikeora is still shaking up. I've been watching her throughout the possessions, and something with her eye.
It looks like she might have gotten poked in the eye or scratched in the eye. Still playing with it. She keeps going back up to her face. As Courtney Keaton's at the line for the Otters. And her first shot, she gets it to fall. As Sorensen will come in as expected for Ikeora, as she's having problems with, it looks like, her right eye. She'll get that checked out. And if Keaton can put this one through, she will give the Otters a three-point lead. And she will not. But Via Thompson getting the offensive rebound for the Otters. They kick it over to Victoria Dorn, who looked three ball in the wing, and she'll dribble down into the corner as she looks for three. Doesn't have an open look. And Aubrey Smith will kick it back over to Brianna Tucker, who's trying to drive the lane. Deneau and Scott just won't let her get in there. They're forcing the Otters to shoot that outside shot with six on the shot clock from the far wing. That is Brianna Tucker in and out with Sorensen with the rebound. She threw it over to Price, tried to get it over Aubrey Smith, who fouled Price on the pass from Sorensen.
Now Price got hit in the eye. She is trying to wink it out right now.
Yeah, she did. See if that affects her as she brings the ball up the court to the top of the key for the Penguins. Looking for Taylor Deneau in the middle, who's trying to get open, and she does at the top of the key with the pass from Scott. Long two ball, she got it. Taylor Deneau with a long two ties the game up here, just under 7 minutes left to go in the third period. Aubrey Smith driving baseline. Taylor Deneau had good defense on her, but she just moved her feet, got called with the block. And it was a non-shooting foul, so the Otters will have the ball inbounding underneath their own basket. That's Aubrey Smith throwing it in to Courtney Keaton, who took a couple more steps than she's allowed to, but no whistles as Dorn with the three ball from the right wing. She gets it to fall. Puts the Otters up by two here. Taylor Deneau crossing over at the top of the key. She fights the right side lane, and she gets the two ball to fall. Great job by Taylor Deneau, just being fearless in the paint from the right side. She's looked strong there today as Keaton drives the lane for the Otters. Off the rim, and Sorensen gets the rebound just over 6 minutes here in the third period.
Fast-paced game.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams have really picked it up here in the second half. Penguins look to go, try to slow it down in the first half. They came out with a different mentality here in the second half as Alexis Price drives baseline. As she was tripped and a couple down on the floor, Price herself and Courtney Keaton both tangled up, and Price was called for the foul, her first of the game.
Yeah, good job there by Brianna Tucker to take the charge under the basket.
A great job considering Taylor Deneau had a wide open three on the other side of the floor as Alexis Price kicked it out to her. Good job by her, just happened to pick up the charge. And Aubrey Smith will take her time, waiting for the play to develop for the Otters. As Brianna Tucker gives it over to Dorn, who's looking three. She's double teamed by Holbrook and Alana Scott. And she'll kick it over to Thompson, who looked baseline. Dorn looking three again from the wing. Just too much as she gets off the back iron with Alana Scott, gets the rebound and brings up the floor for the Penguins, and then cross court to Taylor Deneau looking for something to open up in the middle. Little spin move in the paint. She'll kick it out to Price, and Price walked with it.
Mm-hmm.
Price has got to put that ball down before she starts moving. And she will be taken out by Coach Lacoste, and Jade Castro will come in her spot for your Penguins.
Otters really pushing the ball and trying to get into the offensive set as fast as possible. And they're looking for that three. I know Dorn is, and I know Tucker was also. So watch out. And Smith, Aubrey Smith's getting the ball. She can pass the ball.
They haven't gone away from their tendencies here in the second half. Penguins have kind of figured it out, bringing two guards out to the three-point line. There, as I say that, Alana Scott and Carly Holbrook go to guard a three ball. And it was Dorn who thought about it. Passed it down baseline to Aubrey Smith. And it looks like a jump ball called. And the Otters will have possession here with 5 minutes to go in the third period as they'll inbound under their own basket. When we come back for our media timeout, Otters up one on the Penguins, 38-37, 5 minutes to go here in the third period. And we haven't seen many changes here in the second half. One distinct change, though, has been the pace of play by the Penguins.
Yeah, both teams are really pushing the ball down the court, especially the Penguins. They're trying to get baskets as fast as they can. And the Otters, they're just looking for that three ball. At least in the first half, they, trying to throw it in, kind of threw it inside, try to get something in the post play. But they are not doing that now. They're just looking straight for the three, and I wonder if Ike Yora is going to come back in. I wonder how she's doing. It doesn't look like it. She's right here still with the trainer. So hopefully the Penguins can get her back. But defensively, Penguins, run them off the Otters out the three-point line, and they're doing a great job of that. They're disrupting the Otters' rhythm. Even though the Otters had the lead, that's you want to stay close with this team, because if they don't run the Otters off the three-point line, this game can get out of hand quick.
Right, and we've seen them put two guards beyond the arc here in the second half, trying to prevent that three ball, as Golfo will throw it in for the Otters to Courtney Keaton, who tried to back down Sorensen, and she'll kick it out to Brianna Tucker, who resets the play for the Otters as she looks down low inside to Courtney Keaton, who gets it rejected by Ashley Sorensen. Great job by her. She has a huge height advantage as the Penguins looking to move quickly here on offense. Kicking the ball around the arc and over to the corner. Carly Hoback thought about a three, but she gets it in to an open Ashley Sorensen, who draws the foul.
Wow, what ball movement coming from this Penguins team right now.
What a block also by Sorensen.
Yeah, both ends of the floor she's doing it. Gets the block on the defensive side, comes over, and draws the foul on the offensive side as she goes to the line. And that was Emily Harden with her second foul of the afternoon. And Sorensen misses the first one.
Yeah, the Penguins got to make these free throws. This is a close game. They can't afford a missing free throws.
And she'll miss the second one, too. And as you mentioned, free throws could be the key here in this game, as it has been a tightly contested ball game up until now. We are just under 4.5 minutes left to go in the third period. They might need to start knocking those down if they're going to have a chance at pulling out a close one here. As a three ball from the corner by Christine Golfo is good. That'll put the Otters up by four, as Sandra Ikior is looking to check back in. Taylor Deneau with a crossover spin move up top at the key. She gets it tipped out of bounds on the shot. She felt hard. Comes up a little gingerly as Ikiora comes in for Sorensen. Look for them to try and get the ball into Ikiora here on the inbound, as the Penguins have it under their own hoop.
Yeah, besides the no, Ikiora has been the main producer on the offensive side of the ball for the Penguins.
Ikiora calling for it here in the paint. Carly Hoback will look three. Got it! Hoback with her first three and the Penguins' first three of the game, as she brings the lead for the Otters to one. And Christine Golfo will bring it up for the Otters. They're trying to go fast pace now, as Dorn's calling for the three ball. Alana Scott, great defense on Golfo, not letting her inside, as she'll have to dump it off to Emily Harden, who banks in the deep three for the Otters and puts them back up by four. Jade Castro keeping the tempo up here for the Penguins, as Carly Hoback misses a mid-range jumper, and Sandra Ikiora gets the rebound and draws the foul.
Ikiora with the second chance points is just astonishing. Every single game she comes in here, and she does not give up until she sees the ball go inside the basket.
She's the most aggressive player in the paint each game, and for the Penguins, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
Ikiora at the line, she'll shoot two. That foul was on Courtney Keaton. As the first one rolls around the rim, she can't get it to go. Ikiora, hand seems to be a little better. They stopped it from bleeding, took the tape off of it. Now it's just her eye. We'll see if her eye is doing a little better here on this second free throw shot, as it's a little too deep. She missed. Carly Hoback gets the offensive rebound. Second chance bucket. Good by Carly Hoback.
Hoback's got it going right now.
She does feed the hot hand, right? Mm-hmm. See if they can get it to Hoback when they get the ball back. But as of yet, Brianna Tucker with the Otters possession. And a foul will be called. Was that on Jade Castro? Nope, it's Taylor Deneau, and she gets called with the block. Might have been an off-ball foul.
Emily Harden got away with a walk right there.
Otters will inbound under their own basket. Close to an inbound violation there. Maybe 4.5 seconds. But anyway, Brianna Tucker thought about the mid-range jumper. She tried to get it down low to Sperling, who was a terrible pass, and Sperling saved it. As Dorn thought three in the corner, she pump faked and she drove the baseline, as Alana Scott went with her and got the rejection. Penguins ball down two here in the third period, as Carly Hoback looked for the three ball. Can't get that one to fall, as we're in under 2.5 minutes here in the third period. And the Otters resetting up, as Alana Scott steals a pass towards the top of the key. It's a one-on-one. She looks. 3-on-2 Penguins. Carly Holbrook with the shot. Got it knocked out of bounds. And Penguins will maintain possession under their own hoop.
Good hustle there by the Otters because it looked like the Penguins had an easy layup there. And unfortunately for the Penguins, they couldn't able to make the basket.
And Penguins had a 3-on-1 good hustle by the Otters to get it deflected out of bounds. As an inbound pass goes over Taylor Deneau's head, and she'll get it back to Castor, who thought three, but dumps it down low to Ikeora, who gets the shot to go off the block, and she's tied it up here with just over 2 minutes to go in the third period. Penguins playing real tight defense now as Ikeora swats it away and gets her own, or gets the ball back for the Penguins as she grabbed her own rejection. Carly Holbrook for three in the corner, can't get it to go. Alana Scott fighting down low for the rebound, and she touched it, and it goes out of bounds, and the Otters will get possession.
If Holbrook would have hit that three, this place would have exploded. I know Frankie was ready to jump up out of his seat.
This place really would have erupted. You said it best right there, Joe.
Thank you.
McKenna Hill back in for the Otters, and as you guys mentioned, place would have erupted. Carly Holbrook, three-point specialist for the Penguins. Clock ticking just under 140 here in the third period. That's Golfo out on the corner for the Otters. Carly Holbrook glued to her. The pass inside, stolen away by Alana Scott. Jade Castle will bring it up. 3-on-2. Penguins do not have the advantage. She tried to do a little Alexis Price and spin it off the glass. She doesn't get it to go. Brianna Tucker with a fast break layup with the left hand. That one falls as the Otters now have a 2-point lead here late in the third period. Penguins slowing it down now on offense at fast pace. Worked for a little bit. Trying to go to something a different look now as Deneau will drive right side and she will get the right hand layup to go, and she was fouled. Deneau will go to the line. Has a chance for a 3-point play here to put the Penguins up by one. Brianna Tucker with her second personal foul. Fifth team foul for the Otters here in the second half as Deneau has a shot to make it a 3-point play. Her free throw on the way. It doesn't go. Carly Holbrook with the offensive rebound. Second chance bucket for second time. Carly Holbrook has had the second chance bucket here for the Penguins in the second half. As she has had the hot hand here from the on the arc too. Let's see if that gets her back going as she made her first three ball attempt and missed her other two. As Brianna Tucker will drive inside for the Otters and Christine Golfo going left side lane. Ikeora hard in with the defense. Doesn't, she throws it away. She threw it to Alana Scott. Alana Scott had nobody with her, and Ikeora threw it a little short and got it almost intercepted, it looked like. And Alexis Sperling will put 2 points up to tie the game here under 30 seconds to go in the third period. Penguins will have a one second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, so they will not get the last shot here in the quarter, but we'll see. Taylor Deneau working the baseline. Great job by her to draw the foul, as I believe that's Brianna Scott. And it is, with her third foul of the night. Sixth team foul for the Otters. Deneau will go to the line and shoot two.
Coach Lacoste is hot right now on the sideline.
Deneau makes her first. I believe he's upset about that
the pass
from Ikeora. Yeah. I mean, Alana Scott
Jade,
was wide open.
Jade.
Was it Jade? He must be a little angry, but oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
He's letting Jade know, too.
He's giving her, yeah, a tongue lashing right now. He's.
As Deneau gets the second one to fall. Penguins with a 2-point lead here, 8 seconds to go. That is Tucker driving baseline, gets it off to Sperling, who kicks it out to Golfo for three from the corner, in and out, doesn't get to go. Ikeora with the rebound, and your Penguins will take a 2-point lead into the fourth quarter as they lead 50-48 here after three at the Collins Center. Dominican University of California, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You guys, what worked there for the Penguins in the second, in this beginning of the second half?
Defense was a lot better. They were running the Otters off the three-point line. I mean, the Otters missed some shots, but again, disrupting their flow and not letting them set up and get the shots up is a good thing for the Penguins. And also, offensively, they gave it to Ikeora, and Taylor Deneau got hot, and then at the end of the third quarter, Carly Holbrook also got hot.
You're right. The Otters displaying that four, sometimes five guard look on the offensive side, not using a lot of height, or they don't have many players that do well in the paint. but they are certainly a very well-off outside shooting team, as the Penguins have noticed that and taken that away here in the third quarter. We'll see if they can keep that up in the fourth quarter. And if they do, they keep the outside shooting to a minimum for the Otters. You'll hopefully see the Penguins come away with a W here tonight, as my man Joseph Gutierrez with the second half stats so far.
Yeah, thank you, Forrest. And you did great job, actually, by the play-by-play. You're really sounding good, Forrest.
Thank you, Joe.
As Dominican is up by 2, 50-48 here in the final period at the Conlin Center. Reminder, you are listening to NCAA Division II Women's Basketball only on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. As Alexis Price will bring it in for your Penguins. Taylor Deneau, who has the hot hand for the Penguins, gets the ball. She crosses over. Nothing there. She pulls it out. Gives it to Ikiora in the post. Ikiora goes up strong and puts it in off the glass. 52-48. Penguins score first here in the fourth quarter. Here come the Otters now. And we have a foul on Alexis Price, I believe. Yep, Alexis Price with the foul, blocking foul.
Price just doing her job on defense there, playing aggressively as she has done all year. Great job by her. Unfortunately, she picked up a foul there.
Tucker gets it inside. She gets it back now. She jabs, trying to fake out Alexis Price. That's not happening. Golfo has it now. She drives. She dumps it off to Smith. Smith, air ball, rebound though, and oh, no basket.
Looked like a foul on Deneau before the shot went back up. So thankfully for her, the Otters won't get free throws out of it.
So third foul on Taylor Deneau. Second team foul for the Penguins in this quarter as Golfo gets it in. She throws it off the Hill. Hill for three. What a shot. That just looked beautiful. And that's good for the Otters. Two-pointer, actually.
I guess it was a long two.
Guess her foot was on the line. 52-50, Penguins in the lead. A minute in here in the fourth quarter as Alexis Price is limping. I think she rolled her ankle. As Ikiora has it, 13 seconds to shoot. She puts up the shot and one. Ikiora is a beast right now as Price is on the floor grimacing in pain. I believe she's
in tears, Joe. It doesn't look like, I believe you said it was an ankle. We'll see here shortly. She's in a lot of pain, though.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. I just saw that she came up limping, and I thought she just, like, twisted her ankle, but it looks a lot worse than that. And hopefully she is okay.
You're right. We noticed she was in a little pain before limping, and she was off ball. So it had to be a lingering thing. She might have stepped wrong if it was an ankle injury and maybe aggravated a little more, as she's in a ton of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if she can't continue, that'll be a huge loss for the Penguins on the defensive side and offensive side. She's had some nice layups here, and it does look as if she's favoring that ankle.
Yeah, she can't even put pressure on it.
Could be an ankle, could be a knee too.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not a knee.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing serious, because she is a great player for this team, and you just don't want to see an injury like that for any type of player.
And as both of you mentioned, a spark plug is a good way to put it, as she brings a ton of energy and skill on both sides of the ball, offensive and defensively.
And now Jade Castro has some shoes to fill here, and I believe in her as being a senior that she is, to have that veteran mentality and come out here and understand the situation and close out this game for this Penguins team as they're still up by four here.
Yep. So 54-50, Penguins in the lead. Ikiora's free throw is in, so 55-50, 8:52 to go here. As the Otters bring up the ball, they dump it in the corner. It's Tucker. She's getting double teamed. Great defense by the Penguins. And Tucker, all she could do is just throw it off Deneau and let it go out of bounds. So Otters will keep possession of the ball. 19 seconds to shoot for the Otters.
And such a great job by Deneau. And I believe that was Holbrook, correct me if I'm wrong, out there double teaming the three ball, which they've done consistently here in the second half, and it's worked.
As Golfo, she gets out of the double team, but gets fouled by Alana Scott.
And just an unnecessary foul by Alana Scott. She had help in the paint, and she got blown by, and she just reached her arm out and grabbed Who is that? Is that just Aubrey Smith that she grabbed? Just an unnecessary foul by Scott.
Smith gets double teamed. She swings it out. Tucker to Hill. Hill for three in the corner. No good. Rebound. Scott. She almost lost it. She gives it off to Castro. Castro pushes up the ball to Holbo for three in the corner. No good. Rebound. Golfo. And here come the Otters now. They're pushing the pace. Golfo, she's looking for the three. She gives it to Hill. Hill jab steps, drives, dumps it off. Nothing there. Tucker pump fake. She goes up. She gets blocked by Aikiora. Three, though, for the Otters. No good. Rebound to no. And Aikiora is a beast right now. As Castro drives, she puts up the shot. And one. Jade Castro with the beautiful layup absorbs the contact and puts it in. Penguins up 57-50 with a chance to extend the lead to eight.
And just a great job by Castro going into the contact, not being afraid of getting fouled, and she got that thing to roll in just barely. Great job by her, and she'll have a chance here.
Coach Nakamoto of the Otters knows that the team is in a bad position right now, so she puts in Victoria Dorn. She doesn't wait and puts her best player in. As Castro at the free throw line, she puts up the shot. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Foul on Holboat. A little too aggressive.
I hate to say it, but Sandra Ikura looks like she's might be in a little pain too, as she might be favoring a leg or an ankle or something. She's moving around pretty gingerly at the moment.
It's been a hard-fought contest between these two teams. As Smith drives, she dumps it off the hill. Tipped out of bounds by Scott. 19 seconds to shoot. Otters will keep possession of the ball, and they will inbound it on the sideline near the bleachers.
Keep it tight. Scott, are you okay?
57-50. Penguins in the lead. 7:34 remaining in the game. As Hill has it, she crosses over. Gives it to Dorn. Dorn looked for the three. Smith, she gets doubled in the corner, almost gets out of it, loses the ball. Dorn has it for three, wide open, no good. Rebound, Aikiora, and she gets fouled.
It's a tough one there for Dorn. As we all know, the ones where you're the most wide open are the hard ones to make. You know, it's more of a mental game at that point. You know you can knock down that shot, and you're thinking, hey, I got a wide open shot. You know, here we go. And then, you know, too much, not enough, just can't get it to go.
Foul was on Alexa Sperling, who will check out, and Courtney Keaton will check in for the Otters. As Jade Castro for your Dominican Penguins will bring up the ball. She gives it a Holbogue in the right wing. Scott to Castro. Castro wide open for three. No good. Rebound, Aikiora. And she puts it in. Defense all over her. Aikiora with her. With a beautiful play as Tucker now airballs. Hill gets the rebound, and they put it in. 59-52, Penguins in the lead.
You know, Joe, Penguins might want to go to another strategy here on defense. If the Otters have a wide open three, might as well just let them alone because they've airballed three or four in a row now.
As Deneau goes up for the layup, difficult shot, no good. Here come the Otters. Otters pushing the ball to Smith. She dumps it off to Hill. Hill puts up the long two. That's in.
She has such great form. It's so pure.
And you can't say enough about Aubrey Smith's ball handling here tonight. She's just wowed all three of us with her skills when handling the ball on passing and dribbling. I mean, just remarkable.
Wow, as Sandra Aikiora has 21 points and 20 rebounds tonight. 20-20.
Wow. That is literally on paper, the effort and the heart that she puts into each and every game with her second chance points. When she goes up with it, she could go up two or three times and have it not go in and get the rebound each and every single time. She's just a stat builder. It's awesome.
Yeah, what a performance by Sandra Aikiora, the junior. The junior from Valencia, California. She's having a career game here at the Conlin Center, and we're witnessing it. Probably one of the best performances I've seen here at Dominican in my 4 years.
I would have to agree with that statement. I mean, being here all 4 years and seeing the players that have come and gone, Sandra Ikiora is one that is going to be remembered as a Penguin.
Yeah, she might even make the Athletics Hall of Fame. That's how what she's on pace for right now.
A Dominique Taplin type player.
Yeah, you don't really see a 20 and 20 from any player, both men and women. So to, for her to do that just shows how good she is and just how much heart, the heart and soul she is of this Dominican Penguin team.
And don't forget that she's playing with, it looks like, some sort of a bum leg. She got poked in the eye. She got her hand cut open.
She's been through it all.
She's just fighting all the elements here. The Otters have thrown everything they can at her. She just fought through every single one.
She is a warrior, that's for sure. As the Penguins inbound the ball, they give it in to the Sandra Ikiora. She spins, puts up the shot, high off the glass, no good. Rebound. Deneau puts it up, no good. Deneau gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. Deneau has it again, she puts it up, and finally gets fouled. And she comes up limping.
There's a lot of bodies up there in the paint, and you just don't know who's stepping on who or where your feet are going to land. You could come down on somebody else's foot, which is always the worst. You know, that's where you get the major ankle injuries, when you come down on somebody else, and you can't control that. Let's hope Deneau is okay, as her and Ikiora are looking a bit ginger here, walking around.
Yeah, as Deneau puts in the first free throw. Second free throw is no good. Rebound, Otters. 60-54, Penguins in the lead. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. As Tucker's getting double-teamed at the post. She dumps it off to Smith. Smith throws up a wild pass. Luckily, the Otters got it. As Tucker loses the ball, she regains it. 18 seconds to shoot. Doran the hill to Tucker, all alone for three. No good. Rebound. Nope. It went out of bounds. She didn't haul it in. That would have been her 21st rebound if she would have hauled that one in. Otters will keep the ball. Sorensen will check in for Taylor Deneau, who's running gingerly to the bench.
She's in a lot of pain. You can see it on her face as she's coming over. She's trying. She's fighting back the urge of the pain, and looks like she's going to get looked at.
And we have a blocking foul here on Sorensen. That is her second foul of the game. Fourth team foul for the Penguins in the fourth quarter. And the Otters will go to the free throw line.
Just a note on Deneau. She went back to the locker room, it looked like. She's going to get worked on. Hopefully we see her back out soon, as she's also contributing heavily to the Penguins here tonight. Up around close to 20 points for her as well.
Courtney Keaton at the line. She shoots her first free throw shot, and that is good. Brings down the Penguin lead to 5 points with 5:38 remaining in the fourth quarter. Second free throw for Keaton is on the way. You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, on this Tuesday night as Keaton puts it in. So 60-56, Dominican in the lead, 5:35 to go here at the Conlin Center. We have a good one for you here, folks. As Castro gives it to Scott. Scott was trying to get into Ikiora but can't. She swings it back. Scott and Castro are just playing hot potato with the ball right now between each other. 11 seconds to shoot. Castro back to Scott, trying to get into Ikiora, and she throws it away. Smith now for the Otters comes. Here comes Victoria Dorn. Dorn dumps it off to Tucker. She thought of the three. She gives it out to Dorn. As Taylor Deneau looks like she's ready to check back in for the Penguins. 5 minutes to go. Dorn has it to Tucker. Tucker alone in the corner for three. Shot is no good. Rebound, Keaton. Keaton for the Otters. She's lost it. Ikiora steals it. And here comes Ikiora now pushing the ball. She goes. She drives. No. She got her own rebound. She goes up and she gets fouled.
Great job by Ikiora. Looking at her surroundings, noticing that it's a 3-on-1 and not in her favor. And if she goes up, she has a high chance of getting fouled. Great job by her realizing that.
As we have a timeout here, I think by the Penguins. I don't believe it's a media timeout. It is a media timeout. 60-56, Penguins in the lead. 4:43 here remaining for the Penguins. And let's get a little sponsorship ad here from Peacock Gap Golf Club.
You love golf, and you love Dominican University of California, then play golf where the Penguins play. Peacock Gap Golf Club, located in East San Rafael, is the home to DU Golf.
Hi, this is Rod Ghilarducci, head golf professional at Peacock Gap Golf Club. I'd love to see all Dominican fans come enjoy our championship golf course. It's Marin County's complete golf experience.
Book your tee time online at peacockgapgolfclub.com. Or give us a call, 415-453-4940.
And thank you for that sponsorship ad from Peacock Gap Golf Club. They are one of the best here at in Marin. Go ahead and set up a tee time, play a little golf.
I ain't got time. Finals are coming up.
I think you and I should go out and play a round, Joe.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And Frankie, we should all go play.
Lexi could pay for me.
Penguin Radio sponsorship. We should be able to get free round.
I'm going to show my little Dominican bass. I'm doing Penguin Radio. As Ike Yora shoots the first free throw, long, no good. And that's been a struggle here for the Penguins. Our free throws. Hopefully that does not come back to haunt them. As the second free throw goes in, 61-56, Penguins in the lead, 4:40 remaining in the fourth quarter, as Aubrey Smith has the ball for the Otters. Hill shoots from the corner, no good. Rebound, Ike Yora, that is her 22nd rebound of the game. Castro to Hobo, Hobo drives, she puts up the shot, absorbs the contact, and that goes in. No foul, though. A lot of contact, but no foul. 63-56. Penguins in the lead. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter.
A lot of contact, as you mentioned. Good job by Holbo. Just fighting through that, not letting it affect her.
Victoria Dorn has had a quiet night here. She gives it off to Smith. Smith, no good. Rebound, Ike Yora. She's been a monster on the boards.
And I'll tell you what, McKenna Hill had that rebound, and Ike Yora just took it right out of her hands.
Deneau now has it. She dumps it off to Aguirre. She loses it. Here comes Smith. She dumps it off to Victoria Dorn. Hill thought about shooting it. She saw Sorensen coming. She was like, maybe I should change my mind. As Dorn trying to get some separation from Holbrook, but Holbrook not having it. 12 seconds to shoot for the Otters. She puts up the shot, and that was Aubrey Smith with the finger roll. 63-58 Penguins, as Ike Yora has the pass, but it goes out of her hands, out of bounds. Otters retain the ball, and again, Coach Lacoste did not like that pass from Jade Castro.
Let's tell you what, Joe, Coach Lacoste is not pleased right now. He is very upset with the passing effort. That would be the reason why Taylor Deneau came in for Alana Scott. And then Taylor Deneau comes in and throws the ball away. And then you have Ike Yora wide open. And you have Jade Castro just overshooter and throws out of bounds, give the ball back to the Penguins. And you can hear Coach Lacoste saying, why? Why? You know, just she was wide open. Give her a little bounce pass. You know, you don't have to throw it. She's not trying to out-jump anybody for it. You know, you can hit her right in the chest.
Yeah, and furthermore, they're up by 5. What is the point of rushing to – I mean, you have a – it's not a comfortable lead, but it's a lead that you can manage and kill the clock with now 3:17 left. Work the shot clock. Find the perimeter. Maybe get a better shot look than just trying to get those fast break points at this point in the game.
And a quick update on Alexis Price. She's on the bench, still in pain, but her ankle is wrapped in ice, so hopefully – she is okay because the Penguins could use her.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes to go. Penguins up by 5, 63-58. Otters have the ball. Smith dribbles in between the defense. Hill, two-pointer, no good. Rebound, Smith. She gets the ball. She brings it out to Dorn. What a rebound there by Aubrey Smith. Hill to Smith, little alley-oop action. 63-60, Penguins in the lead over the Otters, and what a pass from Hill to Aubrey Smith.
Tell you what, Joe, if the Penguins don't figure this one out here, they're doing a great job containing the outside shot. They don't figure it out on offense, this is gonna come down to the wire.
Yeah. Ike Yora goes up, and she is blocked by McKenna Hill. And finally, the Otters find an answer or maybe a short-term answer for IQR. What a block there by McKenna Hill. Castro bringing in the ball, and she throws it to Taylor Deneau. Castro drives, puts up the floater. No good. Rebound. And we got a foul. Foul on Victoria Dorn. She held Ashley Sorensen. That's her second foul of the game. 16th foul for the Otters. So Sorensen will go to the line for the Penguins. First free throw, no good. And again, the Penguins struggling from the line tonight. As Deneau is going to come out, she's coming out limping. And Alana Scott will replace her. Sorensen's second free throw is short, no good. Rebound Hill, so a missed opportunity there for the Penguins to extend their lead. 63-60, Penguins in the lead, 2 minutes to go. Hill drives, thought about the shot, decided to give it to Smith. Smith to Tucker. Tucker thought about the three, but she traveled with it. So the Penguins catch a break because Tucker got by Ike Yor, and it looked like she had a wide open lane to the basket.
You can hear Coach Tim Lacoste tell Alana Scott, don't let her get by you, keep her in front. Taylor Deneau's ankle is not really favoring her right now. A little bit hurt, she's limping around, so he's telling Scott, you know, keep her in front, run with her, don't foul her.
63-60, 15 seconds to shoot, Penguins in the lead. Holboat to Ike Yor. Ike Yor is getting double teamed. Three for Castro in the corner. Good! Castro for three in the corner and extends the lead for the Penguins to six. 66-60. Here come the Otters the other way. 120 remaining in this fourth quarter. Tucker directing traffic. She gives it to Smith. Smith puts up the shot. No good. Rebound Ikeora. That's her 24th. Castro slows it down with a minute left, and they are up by six. Double team. But Holbrook. Holbrook loses it. She's on the floor. And we got a timeout by Coach Lacoste. What a sequence of events right there.
I'm still so impressed with Smith's dribbling. I mean, that is just something. It's amazing. But on the opposite end, Ikeora, 24 rebounds. What a stat line right there.
22 points, 24 rebounds. She's obviously been the heart and soul of this Dominican team tonight and also throughout the season. And what a game here we have for you folks. 66-60, Penguins in the lead. 101 remaining in this fourth quarter. It's going down to the wire as the Otters need a stop here and a huge quick bucket after this stop, so let's see if they can do that to get themselves closer to the Penguins.
Well, see, if you're the Penguins here, you just run out the shot clock, pick up a little two-pointer, and go back down to the defense with an eight-point lead and force the Otters to get an outside shot to fall.
As Deneau has checked back in for the Penguins, she gives it to Scott. 7 seconds to shoot. Scott's trapped. She gives the Castro 3-2. Castro puts up the layup. Oh, she missed it. Rebound, Ikeora. She gets fouled. It looked like Castro had the easy layup. And she missed it. But thankfully, Ikeora cleans up the mess, gets the rebound, puts it up, and gets fouled. What a game by Ikeora.
And just a great job by Castro on that play, noticing that she had a wide open layup. And she saw, I believe it was Hill, coming from the other side of the paint. And just, I don't know, she didn't get a little scared, I don't know. But, you know, she didn't want to get the shot rejected. But, you know, you got to go up strong.
Ikeora misses the first free throw, which is crucial. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Hill. So another missed opportunity from the Penguins at the free throw line tonight. As Smith, behind the back pass to Harden for three, and that goes in. 66-63, Castro gets fouled. Intentionally by the Otters with 30 seconds to go. What a pass by Aubrey Smith, a behind the back bounce pass that led to a three for the Otters and cuts the lead to three.
And that's just what we've been talking about all night, her ball handling skills, whether she's dribbling, whether she's passing it, no look, behind the back, bounce pass, behind the back, chest pass. I mean, she can do it all. Coach, she could probably pass off her nose and it would be perfect.
Coach LeCoe looks like he's about to pull a John Wooden and throw the chair onto the court.
Castro's first free throw is no good. Another missed free throw by the Penguins tonight.
And that's who you want at the line if you're the Penguins. You want your guard at the line. She's, you know, the guard's traditionally one of your better free throw shooters.
As this is a big free throw here for the Penguins. 30 seconds to go. Penguins up by three. Castro at the line. Second free throw is good. 67-63. And it's three shots, actually, for Castro. Third free throw is good. 68-63. Penguins in the lead. 27 seconds to go. Harden for three. No good. Rebound Hill. She gives it off to Dorn. Dorn back to Hill. Hill for three. No good. Rebound Castro. And Castro gets fouled with 12 seconds left in the quarter, in the game. Penguins up by five, and Castro will go to the line and shoot two.
And as we said before, she's who you want at the line. She made two or three last time. She can knock down a couple here. She put the Penguins up by possibly three possessions, which would be huge with only 12 seconds left.
Castro at the line. Is good. Nothing but net. You can hear the net. Beautiful shot. So first free throw is good for Castro. Second free throw is on its way. Castro setting up. She puts up the shot, and that is good. Penguins up by seven, 70-63, 12 seconds to go. As the Otters will roll the ball to the front court. Here comes Smith. They need to get a quick shot. Dorn puts up the shot. Good! With 5.6 seconds, and Dorn hits a three with a hand in her face to keep things interesting here at the Conlin Center. 70-56. Penguins in the lead, and they will inbound it and try to break this full court press from the Otters. For the Penguins, what kind of play are you want to like draw up here to get the ball in without any problems?
I'd probably run a flat, which is when all the players line up in a line facing the person bouncing or passing the ball in at the free throw line, and then have somebody go back into the corner to draw one defender away, one person to the corner, one person out to the top, and then one person directly at the ball. So then they would have to double team, or everybody would be singly matched, so then there wouldn't be any trouble to find that pass. And then if it does come down to it, you would want to throw it into the backcourt so you could have your teammate run back and grab it.
6 seconds left in the game, 70-66. Ike Ora is down here all by herself. As Deneau will inbound it. She gives it in the Holbok. Holbok gets fouled quickly. 4.8 seconds left in the game. Penguins up 70-66. Foul on 23. Christine Golfo. That's her second. Holbok's at the line. And again, Holbok got hot here in the second half. Aguiar has been the star player for the Penguins. First free throw, no good. So the Penguins keeping the Otters in this game, not putting them away. Second free throw, no good. Timeout. Timeout, Otters. 70-66, 3.8 seconds left in this game. Otters need a miracle, a miracle here. Actually, they put 4 seconds back on the clock. So they need a quick three, and they're praying for a made three and a foul.
Well, if you're the Penguins here, I think you have to guard the perimeter, put all five people out on the three-point line, spread them all out, let them shoot the three. Let him shoot the three, and if it goes, it goes. There's four seconds left. You're up by four. If it goes, you're still up by one. So then the Penguins have the upper hand here, but as long as you can guard the perimeter well, the three ball well, don't foul. I mean, get in their face, but don't touch them. I mean, if they hit it and you send them to the line, you know, we could be here for another half hour or so. So, I mean, I know Coach Lacoste wants to go home, but up by 4 or 4 seconds left, he has a pretty good chance at that.
As the Otters will get it in. They get it in, tipped by Ashley Sorensen. So time went off the clock. 0.6 seconds came off the clock, so that's good for the Penguins. And we will retry this inbounding again. As they get into Smith, 2-1, and Smith for 3, no good. The buzzer goes off. Penguins win 70-66 in a thriller here at the Conlin Center. And just a quick reminder, the Penguins will play again Thursday, both men and women. Thursday, December 1st, here at the Conlin Center against Holy Names, and that is the PacWest opener for both teams. So that season's going to get serious as conference play begins. But tonight, Dominican played a great game. They were great tonight, and especially Sandra Aiki-Ora, 22 points and 24 rebounds. What a game.
Wow. I don't know what to say, Joe. I mean, really? You don't see that very often.
You really don't.
You know? Okay, 20 points we see more often than not. Above 24 rebounds?
24 rebounds.
I think once it gets 15, it's like, wow, okay, you're having a great rebounding game. But 25?
Yeah.
That is insane.
And I don't think there's any dispute or anything. She is definitely the Peacock player of the game. For me, I don't know for you guys. I mean, she has to be the Peacock player of the game for just what a performance there for Aiki-Ora. 22 points, 24 rebounds. She was all over the place. But other players that also performed well for the Penguins, Jade Castro stepped in when she needed to with Alexis Price going down. Taylor Deneau had a fantastic game as well.
And Alexis Price until
Alexis
she,
Price,
she
yeah.
went down with an injury.
Yeah, but one place that they have to improve, the Penguins, is the free throw line. They were 12 of 28 from the free throw line tonight.
That
could have made this game a lot
less stressful.
Yeah, less stressful than what it actually was. And I know Coach Lacoste is going to go in the locker room and definitely talk to them about that. But what a game. The Otters shot well from the three-point line, kind of got a little cold from the three-point line later on in the game. Victoria Dorn didn't really shoot as well as we thought she would. But again, Peacock player of the game obviously goes to Sandra Aiki-Ora, had a career night tonight with 22 points and 24 rebounds.
She really did, Joe, but I'm going to spoil her spotlight a little bit. And I'm going to give my Peacock Gap player of the game. Sandra Aiki-Ora, well-deserved for you, Joe, but I'm going to give it to Taylor Deneau. She was up around 20 points, played great defense. She came back in when the Penguins were struggling on defense with a bad ankle. I mean, she was limping all over the place, and she still goes 110% up and down the floor. I mean, just relentless effort from Deneau is what we saw tonight. And to cap it off, up near 20 points for her, which is a great night. So she gets my Peacock Gap player of the game.
I'm going to have to give mine to Carly Hobo. That's my girl. She's always providing on the court for this team. She's never having a negative night, it feels like. She got it at the end of the third quarter. I mean, she also had 8 rebounds. I mean, we can't just let that go. That's a majority of the team's rebounds as well. And then she added some crucial points along the game. I'm 4-12 from the field. She shot the ball tremendously tonight, and I think that the score also reflected her participation on this court as well tonight.
Yep. Those will be our Peacock player of the game. Dominican will improve to 4-3, and Cal State Monterey Bay will fall to 3-3 as Dominican, this is a great win for them as they enter conference play. And again, here, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio, December 1st, Thursday, Holy Names, both men and women's basketball against Holy Names. It's the PacWest opener, so that should be a great game. Holy Names always puts up a tough fight, especially here at Dominican. And we will see you then for Joseph Gutierrez, Forrest Hunt, Frankie Luongo. We will see you guys Thursday here on radio.dominican.edu. Have a good night.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping.